You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Hayward has been selected to host the 2026 Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener in May. The yearly event has honored the official opening of fishing season across the state since 1966 as part of an effort to promote both the sport and natural resource conservation and tourism efforts. The 2026 Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener will take place on May 1st and 2nd on Nelson Lake. In addition to the traditional festivities, the event will also feature a family fishing day on May 2nd to encourage families to enjoy fishing together for free. The Rice Lake Elks Lodge is inviting area residents to properly retire their worn-down American flags over the weekend. The organization will offer the flag retirement service with assistance from a local Boy Scout troop on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in the banquet hall of the Rice Lake Elks Lodge. Residents can bring their flags that have been worn down or tattered over time as part of the community outreach event. The flags will be burned and the ashes buried for a proper and dignified disposal rather than being thrown in the trash. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its wolf population estimates for 2025. According to the data released last week, the DNR estimates that there are approximately 1,200 gray wolves in the state this year. The total is about 100 fewer than the 2024 estimates, which wildlife researchers say could be a sign of the wolf population reaching its capacity. Managing the wolf population has become a controversial topic, especially in northern Wisconsin, where farmers have complained of the wolves targeting their livestock. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order requiring health insurance companies to continue covering the COVID-19 vaccine. The executive order was issued in response to eligibility changes from federal health agencies, with the FDA recommending the COVID vaccine only be covered for people over the age of 65 or with certain medical conditions. The executive order signed by Governor Evers calls on state health agencies to maintain vaccine access and requires them to respond publicly to further changes in federal vaccine policy. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and environmental activists continued presenting their opposition to the Line 5 pipeline relocation project at a hearing in Ashland on Monday. The groups opposing the relocation project once again raised concerns about the effects the project could have on the wetlands in the area, namely in the case of an oil spill. They're challenging the permits issued by the Department of Natural Resources for the project. This portion of the ongoing hearing will continue until Friday before returning to Madison again. The Superior Fire Department has been utilizing a new tool meant to provide crews with critical information about the structures they're responding to in order to improve efficiency. The program, called Community Connect, contains information like utility locations and potential hazards that have been gathered during previous fire department inspections. Officials say residents can now choose to add their own details, as much or as little as they wish, about their properties to the program to help crews respond to calls more effectively. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced the distribution of nearly $300,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across the Northwest region. Eight organizations received a portion of the grant funding, including Amory Regional Medical Center, Arbor Place in Menominee, and Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The funding is meant to support programs that focus on expanding healthcare access and services for children, as well as capital projects aimed at maintaining current hospitals and constructing new facilities. Governor Tony Evers has announced he is seeking a formal court order to force the Republican-controlled state legislature to comply with a recent Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling on the administrative rulemaking process. The state's highest court had decided the legislature overstepped its power by obstructing 9 of 12 administrative rules approved by Governor Evers from going into effect. The Joint Committee on Legislative Organization had directed the Legislative Reference Bureau not to publish the rules, essentially blocking them. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting advertisements on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. The bill requires state employees to work in the office for at least 80% of their time. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Democratic lawmakers argued the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options helped state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and consolidate remaining physical workspaces. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. I'm pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.